I wish I could live in Florida where it's warm all the time, but the family won't move down there. Yep.
It's hot and hot and so hot and hot. So hot and hot.
There is no gray.
Oh!
You stupid.
No, not.
What's 9 plus 10?
21.
You stupid.
This is the truth.
You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
This is Danny Land.
Is anyone on the radio right now?
We are podcasting as well. Excuse me. What the hell is that? I have a birthday over the weekend. and I'm dying all of a sudden. Danny Chekalinski, the name. The podcast is called Danny Land. Our mission statement is evidently cough up a lung. No, mission statement is kind of simple. 85% of the world is stupid. Welcome to the 15%. I made mention I had a birthday over the weekend, turned 53. I don't feel 53, and I'm not just saying that. I feel like I'm 65. 53 going on 25, that's the thing. I'm suing my... Did I make mention, too, that I'm suing the HOA? No, I'm not one of those guys. I know what you're saying. Yeah, you're over there. You're the guy that's trying to get rich quick and is trying not to do it. No, that's not true. I'm a motorcycle rider, only a motorcycle rider. Got a really nice Harley Davidson Road King Classic. I almost got killed by the gate in my community. Yeah. Gate comes... I'm leaving the complex, and the gate goes up, the gate comes down. The doggone gate took me right off the motorcycle, went to the ground, ended up in the meat wagon, off to the hospital, diagnosed with a concussion. I get medical bills and damage to my bike. It's not my fault. And again, this is not about what happened. It's about what could have happened. If there was a car to the right of me, I go down when the gate hits me, the car runs me over, forget about it. Cancel Christmas. It's all over. It's done. The attorney says the gate is at fault. Yeah, a lot of people are saying, why aren't you suing the gate? Yes, we are suing the gate manufacturer. These attorneys are amazing. They sue anybody and everybody at any time for any amount of money. It doesn't matter. So they say the gate is at fault, they being the attorneys. The HOA chose the gate, so we go after the gate manufacturer and the HOA. And let me tell you something right now. Sue the HOA while still living within the confines of the HOA, it's not recommended. It makes for a very tough living situation, but I'm a warrior. All right, let's begin. EAS, the Emergency Alert System. It does not always work, people. Case in point.
Breaking news right now out of New Jersey about a warning you might have seen tonight if you're watching TV. Turns out this was all a big mistake. We have a screen grab for you. There it is. As you can see, it said that a nuclear power plant warning had been issued for Cumberland and Salem counties. A short time later, the New Jersey Office of Emergency Management tweeted that the emergency alert was false. It said the message went out in error. Again, NJOEM says there is no nuclear power emergency anywhere in the state.
Yeah, let's keep the intern away from the EAS test button, okay? Now, I started thinking about this, and I said, you know, with a hurricane, I know you shut her up for the hurricane. I know that. We lived down here in West Palm Beach, Florida. I don't think we made mention of that at the beginning of the podcast, but that is where the podcast Danny Land, the origin of the podcast is from. So, hurricane, you shut her up. Basement, you do that for the tornado. What do you do for a nuclear power plant warning? Where do you go? What do you do? I think it's too late. When you get the warning, it's over. And if you're a DirecTV customer like that, like I am, I know that I'm losing my DirecTV. Tiger Woods, in the news for the wrong reasons. He got a DUI. Happened here a couple of days ago over the weekend. And probably about two miles from my mother's house. Probably about 15 miles from me. Now, in his statement, he said it wasn't alcohol. It was a prescription drug reaction. So Tiger Woods, he used to play golf, right? I actually did the research. 19 rounds of golf since 2014. That's pretty much like me on the radio. Last time I was on the radio here in West Palm, 2011. I'm the Tiger Woods of radio. Now, this happens every day. but it's different when you live your life inside a fishbowl like any type of celebrity out there. I've never been a big Tiger Woods fan, okay? I'm not gonna lie to you. Not a fan at all. Don't like the guy. But he made a mistake, and I know it's again. You got to learn from your mistakes. So this is two strikes, and I think you get the three strikes and you're out. But come on. What I don't understand is I don't understand millionaires getting DUIs. If I drink and I go out, I take a cab. And I'm broke. I like creative TV commercials. Have you seen this one here?
I love you, basement guest bathroom. Your privacy makes you my number one place to go number two. Huh? I love you, but sometimes you stink.
yes, the stereotype basement bathroom here. How about this? I don't know about you as a kid, but growing up, did this ever happen? It's Thanksgiving Day. It's probably about 20 minutes after dinner, and Dad heads down there to the basement guest bathroom with a copy of War and Peace. Then we wait a few hours, and he's back in the kitchen. He's handing out cigars and drinking champagne. Again, this is a fun... I bring up this commercial for a couple of reasons here. Number one, I like it. I like the creativity. Makes me laugh. Makes me chuckle. But it also illustrates the conflict in society. What I mean is this. Millions of dollars in fines years ago for showing a nipple during halftime of the Super Bowl. We all remember that, right? We all have nipples. I think nipples are fun. We also all go to the bathroom, but it's usually something that does not, let's say, stimulate participatory conversation. So now we have a commercial that embraces the process of evacuation, and nobody seems to mind. I don't get it. Strip club in Jacksonville. Can we get some strip club music here? There you go. And nothing to do about... You know, it can't be a stereotype when it's correct. Is that what they say? All right. Kill that. Strip club in Jacksonville closed last Friday until further notice. Now, I assumed it was for drugs or some sex acts being performed in the VIP room. But listen to the reason. Several dancers contracted diarrhea from the food buffet. Now, it's not been confirmed, but many suspect the shrimp that was on the buffet was the cause. Great quotes from the story. Let me bring it up here on the internet. Great quotes. At first, I picked up a bad smell. I thought maybe the guy next to me had farted, said the witness who declined to be named. Yeah. However, the smell got worse, and I noticed that a lot of other guys were looking around to see what it was. It was at this point that the first dancer... to suffer from the diarrhea was unable to control her bowels any longer, and a stream of brown liquid soon gushed over the stage. Let that sink in for you. It was absolutely disgusting, he told journalists. A number of guests immediately puked. I personally ran for the exit. I lost all interest in the show. The show? You got a bunch of coke addicts in thongs swinging upside down on a pole to a Whitesnake song. Come on, the only thing that is showing is what a sick pervert you are, and you're wasting your money. I got news for you. Let me be the mayor of Reality City and point something out to you, sir, at the strip bar, alone. The stripper is not putting herself through medical school, and she's not sitting at your table sipping on a $15 drink because she finds you attractive. It's just not happening. I hate to be the bearer of bad news. Speaking of getting robbed... Listen to this story.
This man told us he was walking his dog Friday night outside of the Mosaic Apartments on Roswell Road when two men came up behind him. He asked us to conceal his identity and use only his first name, Miguel.
They put me on their back and they put a gun to my head.
Miguel says the suspects demanded all he had.
I didn't have a lot of money, but they still took my wallet. They took it. They just told me to walk away, so I wouldn't look at them, who they look like, and I just kept walking away.
All right. I'm pretty much sure that you can see where I'm going with this here. How did this guy, this victim, how did Miguel know that they wanted his money? Ustedes give me your walleto? Come on. I don't want my news in subtitles. That's just the way I feel here. Speak English and get robbed like the rest of us, okay, Miguel? Now, you know, I actually got something to say about this. Can we get some music here? All right. I have nothing bad to say about tradition. Tradition is good, but this is America, and we speak English in this country, people. Years ago, when my ancestors came to this land for opportunity, they had to learn the language. Now we cater to those that decide that living in this country doesn't have to be looked at as a privilege. Speak your native language in the comforts and confines of your own home or with friends, but don't expect me to cater to your lack of respect for me in this country. If I go to your country, I always assume if I want any help or consideration, then I need to speak your native tongue. If I don't, then my choice is simple, leave the country, and that is the option I suggest that you have as well. So there. How do you feel about that, huh? Yeah, tough guy. Oh, one more thing. Another world record has been set. Now, as I don't remember, if you're like me, you're wearing some frilly frocks right now and some stilettos. But if you're like me, you were fascinated as a kid by the Guinness Book of World Records. Oldest man, longest fingernails, heaviest man, oldest Siamese twins, and the list goes on. But this record wasn't in my book of world records. Chinese man used his penis. There you go. No, that's not my record. To drag a helicopter 33 feet. His goal was 26 feet. So, hey, I guess congratulations are in store there, sir. But I think I'll pass on shaking your hand. Now, I'm thinking about this, okay? Because that's what I do. I pontificate. And I'm assuming that you have to work up to this, but how do you train? You start with a book? How do you then, okay, so you're ready to actually go for the world record, so I'm assuming that you're not approaching the helicopter for the first time. I'm assuming that you've tried on the, that you know that you can use your penis to pull a helicopter. I'm assuming that you practiced with a helicopter. So you go to the airport, and it's like, I'd like to rent a helicopter. I need it on wheels, one of the rope tied to the landing gear, and you don't have to move it out of the hangar. I'm going to do that on my own. 26 feet was the goal, 33 feet. You know, if you put your mind to it, you can do it. If you need the motivation, look to the man with the rope on his penis. All right, that's all we got for you this time around. Appreciate you listening very much. We do the podcast about once a week. Tell your friends. Let them know exactly where we're at. It's Danny Chekalinsky. That is me. All right? The podcast is called Danny Land. The mission statement is simple. 85% of the world is stupid. You have been part of the 15%.
Be Danny's Facebook friend at Radio Danny. He'll be sure to send you pictures of his wang.
And Texas and New York, and we go to South Dakota and Oregon and Washington and Michigan, and then we go to Washington, D.C. to take back the White House.
Yeah! Well, who's doing the raping? Who's doing the raping?
Don't come to me thinking I'm gonna feel sorry for you. If anything at all, I'll pull down your pants, take off my belt, and whoop your behind.
There's my hangout sometime.
This is Danny Land.
Well, folks, that's the news, and I am out of here.